So one of two things is happening. So you go to church, and they give you some truth, but they don't give you the whole truth so that you can be healthy. They only give you partial truth. Now, either they don't know the whole truth and they claim to be a pastor, or they're withholding the whole truth to keep you hanging on for what's coming next. Next Sunday, next gathering, we're going to give you this. We're going to teach this. We're going to talk about this. They're either keeping you hanging on so you'll come back and tithe and keep them fed, or they don't know the whole truth. You would think if somebody was a pastor, they would know the whole truth. But I've listened to 40,000 sermons in my life, and none of them tell you that there's a fractal truth in the Bible. I've never heard anybody say it. And that fractal truth is the flesh versus the spirit. The energy of the flesh versus the power of the spirit. I just explained Ephesians, Galatians, Colossians, Genesis, Revelation. I explained it all just now. I taught you the whole Bible just now. So I just set you free if you'll receive it. It's either the energy of the flesh, something you do, or it's the finished work of Jesus by the Spirit of God. And you're in a fractal hologram, and you're either trying to be good enough or you're resting in faith. You're working hard or you're resting. It's easy. I just gave you the whole truth, the whole Bible, flesh versus spirit, the energy of man versus the power of God. That's everything. It doesn't matter if you read a verse in Ephesians or a chapter in Ephesians or a verse in Colossians, a chapter, it's the same truth on every page of that Bible. Now, so, do the preachers know that? Are they misleading? Are they just trying to keep you hanging on to, so you keep coming back and tithing? What's their agenda? Maybe they don't know. And if they do know, why aren't they revealing it? Because the whole purpose is to be set you free, right? Set the captives free. Ephesians, put off and put on. Ephesians chapter 4. Romans chapter 8. There's therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. So you put off the old Adam expectations and you put on the new Adam, Christ in you. It's not the energy of the flesh. It's faith in Jesus, and He gives you the power by the Holy Spirit to walk. Every day is that way. Not only is it in every page of the Bible, but it's in your real world actions. See, most people separate the real world from that 2D. Most people separate the 2D Bible from their 3D experience. That's the problem. And I'm not talking about just people sitting on the pew. I'm talking about everybody. People singing, people preaching, people teaching. They separate the 2D from the 3D. And how can you do that when it was written in 5D? His word's forever settled. If it was written in 5D, it applies to 2D, 3D, 1D, 7D, 9D. It applies everywhere. So break it all down to its root. It's a story of what happened at the cross. And God uses that story to turn out copies of His Son. And God uses the universe, one turn, to turn out copies. So God is using the Holy Spirit, the Word, the universe, because actually the universe, He holds it all together. It's actually held together by Him. It's going to burn up. So if the earth is going to burn up, you know it's not real. It's a simulation. How else? There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And so if your body dies, but your spirit goes up, this has to be a simulation. Anything that can be destroyed is not real. It feels real. It looks real. But it's not real. It's a simulation. An angel can come down here and appear and you wouldn't even know it was an angel. They can shapeshift. Why? It's kind of like you going in. It's like you decided to go into a a computer program or a book, a 2D book, but you're really a 3D creature, and you went down into the book. The 2D people think that you're real, but you're not. You're just down there in the simulation. It's a simulation. If it's all going to burn up, it has to be a simulation. If it's not forever, it's a sim. It's a simulation. Anything that is not forever is a simulation, period. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's so simple, but people don't really want to accept it because they say, well, if it's a simulation, then I'm a simulation. Your flesh mind is a simulation. Till Christ be formed in you and you get the mind of Christ, it's a simulation. Your thoughts are not your own. You're actually living in a fake reality in your own understanding. And if they give you the whole pie, they give you the whole truth, they give you a holographic view of reality, you escape the simulation. And then when you escape the simulation with your thoughts, because your thoughts are spirit, you can actually write into the simulation. This is a simulation. It's really a simulation. It really is. It really is. And God uses the feedback loop to scourge you. Because if you give out bad, you're going to get bad back. If you give out good, you're going to get good back. You reap what you sow. He uses the feedback. It's a feedback loop. You plant watermelon seeds, you get watermelon and watermelon seed back. You plant tomatoes, you get tomatoes back. You plant evil, you get evil back. You plant righteous, you get righteous back. You want to have friends, you got to be friendly. My point is, it's a feedback loop. It's a copy machine. It's a washing machine. Anything and everything that you do in the 3D is happening to you in the 5D. You wash clothes because you're being washed. You brew coffee because he brews you. The book of Hebrews, he's brewing you. You teleport in your car to another location because you're being teleported spiritually to a new identity. The earth is a ship. Your body's a ship. Your business is a ship. Your home is a ship. Everything's a ship. Are you the captain of your ship? Or is somebody else, like the media, the politics? Who's controlling your ship? Some narcissist telling you how to think? Some dictator telling you what to think? Some news media, some music, some TV show telling you how to think? Are you in control of your own thoughts? It's your ship. Why do you let other people tell you what to think? Why do you let other people try to think for you? Why do you want other people to be your doctor? You got the same mind as the doctor. You came from the same source. Why do you need a doctor when you can study it yourself? You understand what I'm saying? Who's in control of your ship? You want somebody else to control it? Or are you going to take responsibility? See, the reason you don't want to control your own ship, whether it's a business, a house, or whatever, because you want somebody else to manage it for you. Something in the mind is glitching. You think somebody else is going to do it for you. You got to manage it. You got to put the effort out there. You got to sacrifice. You got to endure some hardship as a good soldier. But you don't want to. You want an easy life. This is not an easy life. This is a sacrificial redemptive system. There's always going to be sacrifice. What else is there? I mean, come on. Why not learn how to sell your ship? You want a ship that's selling, right? Why not learn how to do it? Yeah, you can enjoy it, somebody selling your ship, but what happens if they fall off the side? You need to be able to sell your ship so that you can manage your ship too. I remember when I was a kid, one of my grandparents died. Who died first? I'm trying to remember. It's such a long time. One of them died, the other one didn't know how to do nothing. Oh, I know what it was. Grandfather was sick, and he couldn't drive, so she had to go get her driver's license. She had never driven a car before. That's what it was. Didn't know how to function without him driving a car, man. That, to me, is bizarro land. That's where the codependency enabling comes in. Somebody's so codependent, and there's an enabling codependent thing going on, and people don't push themselves higher. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to learn something new. They don't. They really don't think they can do it when they can. Everybody else has to learn it. And if everybody else learned it, you can learn it. It's a process. It don't happen overnight. It's a birthing. Everything's a birthing process down here. Whatever it is. I don't even know what I started talking about, but there it is. Whatever it was.